So how do you go about generating more actionable insights for your marketing team? Let's talk about the different types of research that exist today and the impact that they have on getting those actionable insights. So most of the research that we conduct would probably fall more in that hindsight category than in the insight category. So in other words, if you're looking at what you've done in the past and how effective that activity was, it will give you some clues that might be actionable. In other words, this aspect of the product isn't performing well in market, or customers didn't like this or that feature or a message. It was a turnoff to them. But really, to get actionable, you need to think about what is the specific alternative solution that you might take into the marketplace? And how do you optimize or create a better product, a better marketing campaign with your consumers? And so when you look at tools that provide you more iterative insights that allow you to engage with a group of consumers over a period of days, where you can not only find out what they liked or disliked about past experiences, but you can run past them potential new marketing ideas, websites, products, whatever, to have them give you feedback on those, and then continue the conversation with them to the point at which you have enough of an understanding to make a decision. And tools like DigSight are designed to do exactly that, to provide more iterative insights that allow you to make more decisions or to get you farther in that decision process than hindsight type of research like surveys or focus groups might provide. Now, another possibility for more actionable research is also experimental type of testing. That's kind of like the A/B tests, right? Where you might put out there multiple options for folks and see what they respond to, whether it's in a promotional offer or a campaign. But that isn't always feasible. Sometimes, you know, you need to make a decision before you go to market, and those kinds of things aren't feasible. Or you have too many alternatives. You might have 5 different options as opposed to 2, and it gets really complex to try to throw that into more of an in-market experimental kind of approach. And again, that's where that process of doing some kind of more iterative engagement can really help you drive more actionable insights.